We're starting a YouTube channel. So we're going to have an SCC YouTube channel that we're going to be posting videos for, like, some just common ways to deal with stress and mental health issues, and we'll be posting those throughout the semester, so students can find us on YouTube. There'll be a link that'll be coming out in a campus-wide email that'll take you right to it. We're also, every day between 2:30 and 4 o'clock, we're going to have a counselor on Slack. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
That'll be doing online chats with students. So it'll be more like a group community chat on mental health, wellness, tips, answering questions, those sorts of things. So from 2:30 to 4, Monday through Friday, there'll be a live counselor on. We're also doing a weekly newsletter that we're going to be putting out for students that'll have different tips, focus on different events that are coming up, letting students know what to expect on, you know, like the YouTube channel, things like that, wellness tips, mental health management tips. And also, there's also our TAO program that we've had for a while now. I don't think it's been too widely used, but students can always use that, and that link will be coming out in the president's email as well.
Okay, those all sound like really good things, especially the Slack thing, because people can go on there as they normally would with their organizations and talk to a counselor if they need it while they're there. So those are all really good things that are coming out. So yeah, that's great that you are doing that. So thank you for that as a student. There was something I was going to ask you about that, but I can't remember. That might be it.
Okay. What do you recommend? We also have our Twitter account, so any updates, and we'll be updating that with things that are coming up and when there's new content released, those sorts of things. So ours is at SRU Counseling. Students can follow us on that to get updated on all the new stuff that's coming out from us.
Okay. And what would you say to someone that might be struggling at home right now, maybe doesn't want to tell their parents because they're in a new setting? How would you tell them to just handle the situation if they're really stressed and overly anxious about what's going on or about school right now?
Reach out. All the services are confidential, so whether it's setting up a phone call with us or finding somebody through Psychology Today or even just jumping into one of the live chats to talk and get some support, do something to manage that. The TAO program is really good for walking students who might be kind of hesitant about who's going to overhear me, to walk them through some coping strategies and skills to manage, you know, some of those anxieties and fears. It's online. They can do it through their phone as well. So, you know, if they're worried about somebody seeing, it's very easy to just bring up on their phone and download the app and work through those.
Okay. Yeah, that
makes sense. Most of all, just reach out.
Okay. Yeah, thank you for that.